All right, everybody, welcome to the actual return of the Daily Battle. I am telling you guys, it's been a while since I've done this, and honestly, for some of y'all that, you know, actually listen, tune in, whatever, I was actually trying to do this again last year. Honestly, I want to say it was about this time last year that I was trying to get into the swing of things again, but, with what I'm going to say is the name of this introductory of the podcast for 2024, which is Life Happens. And I'm probably going to give you guys a double whammy today just because I guess I'm kind of in a chatty mood. Give you two different ones, but we're going to talk about Life Happens first just to kind of give you guys, I guess, like a little catch up or recap on what's been going on since last year when I posted to say that I was coming back. So a lot has happened, and within this life lessons, first off, like whatever I talk about on here, this is my podcast. What you hear is what you get. And I've said that from day one when I started doing this. Whatever you get, whatever you hear, it's what you hear. Some things I will be able to actually tune out, and then other things, you know, like if I'm in the middle of talking and I sneeze or I burp or something, life happens, so you're just gonna have to deal with it. But when I started this podcast, I was, I guess you could say, I was on a journey, discovering myself, finding myself, trying to be where I want to be. And I want to say, let's see, was that back in 2020 that I started this podcast? 2019, 2020 was when I started this podcast. And to be perfectly honest, I kind of had no idea really what I wanted to do, what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to put my voice out there and get myself out there. And here it is, about 4 or 5 years later. Excuse my French, y'all, but I'm doing the damn thing. I am totally doing it. I've been through a lot. So like I said, let's get into this whole little recap thing. When I started with this, I expressed about how much I was a hopeless romantic and all this other stuff, which I totally am, still am to this day. But within life lessons, I've learned the different types of hopeless romantics that are out there and the kind that I actually am. And unfortunately, you have to go through trials and tribulations, you have to go through struggles and challenges in order to understand where you're really at. And of course, like I said, when I started this, I was in another relationship, and it was a great one at first. It started off great. We, you know, put ourselves out there. We said, you know, this was our do's, this was our don'ts. And while we all try to strive to be the better person or the bigger person, and when I say that, I mean it in a positive way, we turn a blind eye to the things that we don't realize that we do to hurt the other people. And honestly, it was on both parts. There were things I could have done better. There were things that my partner at the time could have done better. And, you know, it just was one of those that maybe it was only for a season. Yes, we did get married. And unfortunately, we did get a divorce. But like I said, it's life lessons. So we learn. Whether it was negative stuff, whether it was positive, it's a life lesson. You live and you learn, you know? But not trying to dwell on that or anything. Now I have switched jobs, let's see, maybe about 3 times now. And it's never a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, maybe you're only meant to be at that job for a season. Maybe another calling has shifted your gears as far as where you want it to be. I got to dive into Parks and Recs for about 2.5 years, and it was great. I enjoyed it. I know you probably like, there's a little bit of hesitation in that, and there kind of is, but that would be for the next one. But I've enjoyed it. I've met a lot of great people. I've had a lot of great experiences, and it drove me into another direction where I thought I wanted to be and wanted to go. Like I said, phrase of the day is going to be life lessons. It was kind of challenging, I guess you could say, but it worked out for the better because now I'm actually in a job to where I still can do my customer service duties. I still can help people. But I'm doing it instead of like in person and over the phone, it'd be more so just over the phone. So, which is awesome. I guess I pretty much tell you, I do dispatch for water company. Pretty much being able to help people when they have issues with their water. If they think there's a leak, hey buddy, there's a cute puppy looking at me. I told y'all this is going to be like real deal. I'm sorry, not sorry. I get to help people. And with this job, I'm learning so many different things I never really, you never would have thought about as just an everyday citizen, everyday person. So I'm excited to see where this takes me. I don't plan on leaving. And with this job, I won't be able to necessarily do these podcasts with you guys while I'm at work because of downtime. But this job will allow me to have the free time like I have today to actually come out here and do this. Unfortunately, with Parks Recreation, I didn't get that free time like I wanted to. And if I did get some kind of free time, that free time was either, you know, spending time with my kids, with my family, or catching up on some Z's. And I can honestly say this job is going to allow me a little bit of everything. So I'm excited. And then, of course, within these life lessons, I have gained a new relationship. And if you can't tell, yes, I am completely grinning ear to ear right now. I'm truly happy with this one. I can honestly say that. Like, I know and I get that we all say, oh, we're so happy in this relationship. I found the one, and blah, 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 blah. But this one is, and I know we say, oh, this one's different. But no, this one, for me, is really different. Like, you can ask a lot of my friends about this one and how I act and how I come off differently, whatever else. And it's a lot of freedom, honestly. A lot of freedom that I won't abuse, no. But it's a lot of freedom. And I think what I really needed, that not to put any disrespect on the other ones, this one actually comes with the communication that I need, the respect that I need. And for those, you know, that know me, my friends that are listening to this, y'all know that I don't ever, ever disrespect anybody or talk badly about anybody. If anything, I'm just speaking my truth and I'm speaking my experience, and that's about it. So, but with this one though, like I said, there's a lot of freedom. And what makes this one so special is the fact that there was a saying that we had before and joked around with, and it just made me laugh. And it was, you know, you're a grown-ass woman, you can do what you want to do. And I laughed at the thought of it because I just thought it was funny. I was like, okay, you know, whatever, sure. Because part of me was still in my insecurities. And I didn't feel like I could do anything just because of the people that I had weighing me down. Whether it's families, friends, work, relationship, whatever. I just had a lot that was weighing me down. So I didn't feel like I could do what I want to do. But one day he said it again and it fully clicked. And I know he thinks that I'm crazy for even saying this, but I had to thank him for it. And I told him, I was like, nobody has ever, even in a joking way, nobody's ever joked with me like that. Nobody has ever said anything to me like that. And then even down to the fact that treated me like that, like, that's amazing. So, I mean, I had to thank him for it. And I guess he was like, you're welcome, no need to thank me, whatever else. But he's really made me understand that. And it's not like attitude type, like, I could do whatever I want to do, you ain't the boss of me type of stuff. No, it is that I am a grown-ass woman and that I can do what I want to do. And since we've been in this relationship, he's added an extra to it. And it's as long as my heart is in the right place. And I can honestly say that it is. It was a little nerve-wracking, and I would probably say it was nerve-wracking on his part too, but it was nerve-wracking kind of going into this just because of what I've been through, what I'm used to, how I'm used to people talking to me, treating me, blah, 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 blah. But But no, but this guy, he's very, very different. And this guy is actually a man. He is a grown-ass man. Does what he wants, whatever else. And I know his heart is in the right place. He's helped me see things that I've never seen things before. Shown me things, taught me things, introduced me to stuff. And I know I've done the same for him. And it's just really made this very, very special. And it's just, it's very chill. It's very laid back. We're not really expecting much out of each other. And I think that's probably what we actually needed. So all I can say is that I'm happy. And I know he's happy. And we're just taking it a day at a time, you know. It's just, it's really something. But like I said, within this podcast, life lessons, we're learning things as we go. And along with those life lessons, there are blessings. You have your consequences, but there are a bunch of blessings. I can even say personally, this new job that I have is one of them. The fact that I've been dealing with cars that kept breaking down on me left and right. I finally actually have a car that is mine. And I love it. My kids are happy with it. So, I mean, it's just... And the good thing with the job, too, especially because it's been... whatchamacallit? The economy's been kind of bad, stuff like that. I'm used to doing part-time. This new job that I have is definitely full-time. So it's allowed me to have this car that I have, eventually soon have the house that I want to have, whether I own it or I rent it, but I'm actually making moves and I feel great. I feel better about it. Even down to the point that I'm trying to start eating right. but those are baby steps, a lot of baby steps. And then I guess one little detail I am leaving off that a lot of people do know that I talked about when I first started doing this podcast was my burlesque. Unfortunately, 2020 with COVID halted me from doing that. I was not able to really perform, and a lot of people that were performing, they were doing it virtually, and I didn't have the space to really do it. And of course, being around the people that I was with, they weren't so really approving of it at first, so I couldn't do anything. But let's see, 2023, so last year, I actually got to get back into it again. And from July of 2023 to December of 2023, within that, I forgot how many months, I said about 6-7 months time span, about 6 months time span, I was able to do about 8 to 10 shows. One of them was kittening, which, for those that don't know that term, and of course, if you're not sure about burlesque, go back to a couple of my podcasts. I have one specifically about it. But with kittening would be like setting up the stage for the next performer. Once the performer's done, you clear the stage, whether it's whatever props, peelings that they have, even down to whatever tips are thrown up there. And for those that really don't know anything about burlesque, definitely go listen to that podcast that I made, because it's an amazing community, I guess you can say. And there's so many different things that you can do. And it's not just one thing that you think of. It's not just, like I said, just go back and listen to it. It'll kind of give you a little lesson. Like I said, I've just been living life. And I've been enjoying it. I'm still having my struggles. I'm still dealing with the depression, the anxiety, all that good stuff. But I'm also surrounding myself with people that are helping me get through a difficult time, getting through my sadness and all of that good stuff. So, I mean, it's worth it. But, this wasn't really a long one. Like I said, I mean, I'm going into 50 minutes. But I just wanted to give a little reintroduction. And within this, we're going to have a lot of topics. They're coming and going in my head. This next one, I'm going to try to throw right out after this one. Is definitely one where I needed to get it off my chest. And I partially did in one way. And I guess you could say this one is going to be based off of a true story. So, hope you're ready for it. No tissues are necessary or needed. But yeah, just like I said, this one is going to be a little eye-opener and wow. Wowzers, maybe. But this is also a life lesson. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So, let me wrap this up. I got my other streaming that I gotta do real quick, and then we'll be right back with the very next episode.